This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio. With KCBX News, I'm Lauren Wallachy. On April 22nd, Earth Day will celebrate its 51st year. But environmental pioneers and poets have been writing about the need to care for our planet much longer. For Earth Month, a new audio production called Voices of the Earth presents thoughts about the environment from across the ages. KCBX's Beth Thornton has more.
Voices of the Earth is a performance of historical and contemporary readings about the environment from the world's influential thinkers and leaders.
Crowfoot, 1890.
What is life? It is the flash of a firefly in the night. It is the breath of a buffalo in the wintertime. It is the little shadow which runs across the grass and loses itself in the sunset.
Rush Rem is a theater and classics professor at Stanford University. He worked with co-creator Charles Yunkerman on this production for the Stanford Repertory Theater. Rem says the play features staged readings by students and professionals.
We decided that it wouldn't just be about contemporary thoughts about the environment, but to go back to the ancient Greeks, to Sanskrit, to earlier societies.
Rem and Yunkerman imagined the production as a celebration of environmental pioneers in an open-air theater surrounded by trees on the Big Sur coast. The location, well known to nature lovers, is often considered one of the most beautiful places on Earth. But due to the pandemic, Rem and Yunkerman reimagined the live performance as an audio play.
A narrative play on the environment, not as an original script, but as a compilation of great writing on the environment, of which there is just an enormous amount.
The performance brings to life the work of 60 writers who have, across centuries, contributed to our understanding of the natural world. The writings are by thinkers such as playwright Sophocles from ancient Greece, explorer John Muir, known as the father of national parks, and biologist Rachel Carson, who wrote about the damaging effects of pesticides. The list also includes Native American voices, poets, and activists. Rem says he hopes listeners will realize that environmentalism is not a new issue.
One can find the roots of resistance to environmental deprivation and degradation from way, way back.
The audio play illustrates the power of nature to inspire great writing and also delves into the troubled relationship between humans and the natural world.
Sophocles, 440 BC.
Numberless wonders, terrible wonders walk the world.
But none the match for man.
The Henry Miller Library in Big Sur was the planned venue for the live performance. The library's executive director, Magnus Torin, says the Redwood Canyon behind the library is a beautiful location for outdoor theater. He's pleased the group pivoted to an audio production and describes Voices of the Earth as both inspirational and educational.
As we all know, there are many, many challenges that we are facing. But in all of that, we must never forget how exceptionally beautiful it is that we get to live on Earth together.
Stanford Continuing Studies offers the Voices of the Earth script and materials to educators and non-commercial groups through their website, free of charge, with one request: to work together to save the planet.
John Muir, 1894.
Climb the mountains and get their good tidings. Nature's peace will flow into you as sunshine flows into trees. The winds will blow their own freshness into you, and the storms their...
KCBX is broadcasting three-minute segments of Voices of the Earth at 11:57 each weekday morning throughout the month of April. To access the full 85-minute program, a series of shorter audio segments, or the full printed text of Voices of the Earth, go to stanfordreptheater.com. For the KCBX Arts Beat, I'm Beth Thornton.
The KCBX Arts Beat is made possible by a grant from the Shanbron Family Foundation.